You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
And Simo, I want to talk TV and Australian TV, because an Australian TV reality show is going to make a big time because it's going to be shown in America at prime time.
Is it the one with Rebel Wilson where she's like dog grooming?
No, it's not the dog one with Rebel Wilson.
Why am I not surprised?
No, Simo, the Australian season of Married at First Sight, MAFS, will premiere in America next Wednesday, I think it is.
They love that stuff.
Simo, are you a MAFS fan?
Hell no. Hell's to the no.
I got to admit, I'm not as well. I watch The Bachelor, love The Bachelor. MAFS is just a step too far. It's just a bit too much for me.
Are we going to get to the stage where they start doing crossovers, like, nationwide? So you've got the Married at First Sight crossing over with, like, Geordie Shore and the Real Housewives of whatever the hell they are in America.
I mean, it might be a bit tricky because international travel, a little bit tricky at the moment.
No, you do it virtually.
So they're just all on Skype.
Yeah, exactly. Just moving the two Skype, you know, making out with the TV screens.
No, I would watch that. I'm not going to lie. I love trash TV. Yeah, so Simo, the Married at First Sight Australia will premiere in America next week. So it hasn't even started yet. The season hasn't started showing in America, but it is the season that we saw in Oz earlier this year.
Wow.
Couple of ads and have been like going around rotation in America.
Oh, yes.
And already, the Australian version of MAFS is copping a bit.
It's a little bit worrying. You don't want Australia to be represented by Married at First Sight. Like, if the Olympics were going ahead, which I think they're still checking.
I think next year, I think, is going ahead.
You'd send your Olympians. You wouldn't send the guys that were in Married at First Sight.
We'll send Thorpe over.
Yeah.
Or, if we're desperate, Michael Klim.
This is probably going to get just as much traction. Everyone's like, are all Australians like this?
I mean, I've got comments here from the Americans, which I'm going to read in a moment.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Like, when I read these, part of me wants to get a bit patriotic and go, no, they can't say this. This is Australia. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
And then I kind of have to remember, no, it's MAFS, Married at First Sight. Don't get angry about it. It doesn't matter. Two US contestants of the American version of MAFS have kicked off on social media. AJ Volmula, I hope I said that name right, has said, this needs to be kept on the other side of the world. It's very fake version of MAFS. Nothing genuine about it. It's all scripted. Literally, you've seen one promo.
I didn't even realise. So there is an American version. Do you know which one came first? Was it American? I just wonder who came up with this.
Is that the reality TV version of the question? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah,
what came first, the American version or the Australian version of MAFS?
I've just moved to the point where I need to find the person responsible for this and give them a real kind of talking to about principles and standards.
If you actually look into it, like, I don't know about MAFS, but like a lot of reality TV shows, I think the original format starts in like kind of weird countries, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like Estonia or something like that started the first season of some show and it's just been taken and gone global since then. Another US contestant, this one named Jamie Otis, piped up and he said, our couples, referring to the American couples, well, most of our couples anyway, are married because that's genuinely what the show wants. True love / marriage. But I definitely want to watch this version because I've heard it's absolutely nutty. So he's kind of had a sledge, but still going to watch.
It's unfortunate. Do you know, like, some of the biggest exports of what Australian TV are?
What?
So, like, your Neighbours and your Home and Away. So Neighbours, that gets shown over there in the UK. Love a bit of that. Also, the dog grooming thing with Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
Apparently that rates as one of the highest programs in New Zealand at the moment.
You know what's kind of weird?
Like, why?
No, I think Neighbours rates, it's like more popular in the UK than it is here. It's on what, like Channel 11 or something here. And that dog grooming show, I think we had three episodes and then that was cut.
It's just along those lines of
Do people from overseas like our TV and we don't?
It's like Foster's beer argument. We don't drink it here.
Yeah.
Love it overseas.
Good point.
Macklemore now, thrift shopping.
Simo and Jordan.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, number 4 on our favourite Canadian list. 22 minutes gone on your 9. It's Simo and Jordan with you. And plenty of people picking up new hobbies and activities to occupy their time over the last 8-9 weeks.
Yeah, well, people in isolation have had time on their hands. A lot of people baking bread. Seen that. Have you taken up any interesting hobbies that immediately spring to mind?
No, but I think I have found one that I want to get into.
Okay.
It's not cross-stitch.
Is it baking another type of food item?
No, I've only just discovered this and I am so intrigued by it. Magnet fishing? How cool does that sound?
Magnet fishing.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to have to... What is that?
Similar to metal detecting, where objects are found on land, mm-hmm. using a metal detector, magnet fishing is about finding metal objects in bodies of water using strong magnets.
Oh, so it doesn't actually get fish?
No.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
Sorry, because I was thinking, hang on, are fish magnetic? I don't think that's how they work.
I've got myself a flyer as well, and it says, have you ever imagined what could be at the bottom of a lake near you?
Mm-hmm.
We've got one.
There is a lake near us.
Yeah. And imagine what you might, I mean, you might discover some stuff.
You need some equipment for this, I assume. You need some kind of metal detector.
No, you just need a fishing line and a big magnet. That's it.
Okay. Do you have a fishing line?
No, I can get some.
What about a big magnet?
Can get some of those things real quick.
Well, the things, I think with those metal detectors, you see people walking along the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
Scanning for metal detectors. Don't they only go down to like 30 centimetres or so? They don't go very deep under the surface.
Yeah, my youngest brother's a bit into that side of things, but that's not, they don't even, you know, automatically pick them up. They're not magnets. They don't like draw
true. They're not magnets. Good point. I didn't think of that.
These things, it's just like, you know, whoop, got a snag. What's this going to be? So I had a look at some of the magnet fishes of the world. And there is one called Nigel.
Of course there is.
In July, get this, in July alone, he discovered 100 bullets, 13 guns, and 2 grenades.
Jeez! Where is he an Australian, this guy Nigel? Or
Nigel Lamford, he's in the UK.
Okay.
So a couple of World War bits and pieces probably floating around where he's...
Well, not floating around, otherwise he would have just been able to pick them off the top.
Not
submerged underneath.
Sunken around. You got a quote from him here as well. He says, well, when you pull something up like a grenade, you get an adrenaline rush. I make sure people stand away.
Is that his actual accent? Is he posh?
Well, he's English, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
That'll do. So it's just got me so intrigued because overnight, a 6-year-old magnet fisher found something... He solved
it. So this is actually a genuine thing. People are doing this.
I ain't lying. So there is a 6-year-old boy who helped solve an 8-year-old crime by going magnet fishing. It's so cool.
That's a sentence I didn't expect to hear today. A 6-year-old boy has solved an 8-year-old crime by going magnet fishing.
The crime is older than he was.
What was the crime and how did he help solve it? Do you know?
His name is Knox. And his mum and dad, Jonathan and Catherine, they decided they wanted to pick up a new hobby during the coronavirus lockdowns.
They saw all these posters around everywhere for magnet fishing, thought, you know what, why not?
How good.
We live near a large body of water.
And what the kid got a snag, and it was really heavy, so a nearby stranger helped him pull the line back up to land, and they discovered it was a metal safe stolen some 8 years prior... it was like a neighbor's safe, and what inside was a whole bunch of jewelry, notebooks, checkbooks, cash at 6 years of age. That's bloody brilliant.
Not going to lie, wasn't sold on magnet fishing before this story.
Found a safe with jewelry.
Yeah.
Simo, let's go get... We're going to be rich. I'm keen on this. That's my new hobby. Magnet fishing.
To see what you can find.
To see what rocks up.
I mean... There better be a safe, otherwise I'll be very disappointed.
Mind you, if you were just walking along, say, like, the foreshore of Lake Jindabyne, and a 6-year-old had cast a line in and pulled up a safe, do you reckon you'd go, oh, that's a... Oh, yeah, like, I'm your neighbour. That was actually... I lost a safe some 8 years ago.
No, I'd just go, oh, Knox, you.
Simo and Jordan.
Gabriella, chill me, sweet about me on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Hey, Simo, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to join NASA?
When I was 4, maybe. I didn't know what NASA was. I just knew that I wanted to go to the moon and go out to space, the final frontier.
Well, Simo, if you want to relive your childhood dreams of joining NASA, now could be your chance because they are looking for some people for a very certain specific job.
Okay.
So these people that NASA hire will spend 8 months locked in a Russian lab to help collect data for future missions to the moon and perhaps even Mars.
My Russian isn't great.
So it's 8 months, so they're looking for certain people to spend 8 months more or less locked in a room to see how they cope with being just together for that length of time, because that's probably how long it'll take to go to the moon or Mars or whatever.
There's a lot of us with life experience now in regards to being in a room for a long period of time.
Well, that's the thing. Well, this is why NASA is doing it now. They've actually said, in a quote, as many people are staying at home around the moment, why not join NASA and do it here? I mean, that's not their actual quote. Their quote goes on for a long time. It goes on for about 3 pages, their quote. I've kind of paraphrased.
NASA is very long-winded.
But so, Simo, would this interest you at all, do you reckon?
Yeah. How long do you reckon it would take for the fact that things floated, like, you would be bored?
I should say, if you do this, you're still going to be on Earth.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
They're not going to float.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like,
Oh, if you did go to space.
Yeah, if you went to space, how long do you reckon it would take you to get bored of seeing things float? Do you reckon, like, a week or less?
No, I reckon, novelty would wear off, I reckon. I reckon about a week.
Really?
Like, it's fun. It's like, oh, it's floating. Oh, look, the water's floating in the midair. And it's just like, oh, come on, I just want a drink of water. Come on.
I do wonder about that because it's so otherworldly. Mm. Just have something float on by. Mm. To think that you might end up being like, see something float and be not impressed. Mind-boggling.
You'll just be floating there and there'll be a baseball cap that'll just float by. Could happen. Simo, I've got some details about the job. The people that they're looking.
Yeah.
So I'll see if you tick any of these boxes.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Yep.
All right. So criteria number one, you have to be a US citizen.
Oh, damn it.
No!
You have to be aged between 30 and 55.
No!
You have to be able to speak English and Russian.
No! Нет. Yes!
You have to be able to speak more than one word in Russian.
I got nothing. I don't even think I know a Russian word.
You also have to hold a master's degree, doctoral degree, medical degree, or have military officer training.
A vodka. There you go. Got two. Net.
Yeah, Simo, you're hired.
Simo and Jordan.
Taylor Swift, love story, Snow FM, Simo, Jordan as well. 16 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock. Did you make the bed this morning before you left?
Nah.
Why not?
Because my mum's not here to tell me to do it.
Have you ever? No, you never really did, right?
Look, making beds is something that, really.
There's two different schools of thought on it, i.e., you know, a clean made bed is a clean made mind. Other ones is that, you know, it's good to air it out and make sure that, you know, you're not sealing the bugs inside of it.
Yeah, that's my train of thought. The second one.
How about, I reckon this could be a potential gig for your good self. There's a brand of mattress that are calling for professional bed testers.
Okay.
So they are people that have to review and provide feedback on every bed and garden day bed variety.
Hang on, wait, garden bed?
Yeah, so like they must be things that go outside.
No, isn't like a garden bed just where you put plants and stuff?
Garden day bed.
Oh, garden day bed,
Yeah. So, do you reckon you'd be pretty handy with rating beds?
Look, you have to sleep in the beds and rate them, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, make money by taking a good snooze.
I do like to consider myself an experienced sleeper. I sleep almost every day.
Would you refer to yourself as a comfort connoisseur?
I would, actually. Now you mention it, I really, really would.
So the comfort connoisseurs are being asked to complete a scorecard?
It's competitive sleeping. I don't even know how that would work.
Each bed, judging the item on comfort, size, aesthetic, durability, as well as providing written feedback on the experience.
This is something that I could be interested in.
Mm. So you do your ratings out of 5, or would you out of 10, or would you go with the stars, or what would you do?
You got to go with the stars,
percentages,
I reckon.
Oh, stars, 5 stars?
You got to go with stars, but I reckon you got to go stars for, like, different. You got to review every single aspect of the bed.
Mm.
So, like, size, it's such and such a stars.
The lucky candidate can start right away, getting about $60 an hour.
For sleeping.
Yep.
This may be the best job ever.
They have to trial 2 beds a month.
This may be the greatest job ever. How do I apply?
So there's no consistency, though, if you're swapping beds, you know.
Yeah, but
on a month-to-month basis.
Look, I could live with that.
Do you think your sleep would kind of be a bit interrupted?
No. I assume that they're still, like, even though they're different brands of mattresses and beds, they're still, like, normal beds. It's not like, all right, this is the new bed. You're going to be hanging upside down. It's like, no, I'm assuming they're still sort of normal beds.
Yeah.
How do I apply? How do I, should I write my CV?
Just got to hit up the website. Olivia.com, I think it is, yeah. Go all for right. it. Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
And are you a hard or soft pillow? Just out of interest, because it does say a lot about a man.
Whatever answer I give, I feel like it's going to be the wrong one and you're going to judge me.
No, just leave it out there. We're all friends here.
You say that with your mouth, but your face says otherwise.
Hard or soft?
I like a hard pillow.
Simo and Jordan.
Right here on Snow FM, spinning your Throwback Thursdays. 7 minutes on the way to your 10. It is Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, we do have to go in a moment, but just before we do, I just got one quick one.
Nah, we got time. We got plenty.
Okay, sweet. I'll take my time then. I wanted to give you a bit of a history of golf.
Oh, Kelk, can we leave? Golf?
You said we've got a lot of time. We are going to use it.
Not for this.
Now, I know that golf, it's not everyone's cup of tea.
No, it's invented by the Scottish.
But stick with me, because trust me, this history will be interesting.
By the guys that created bagpipes and kilts, you want to go to golf?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to do golf chat.
I'm with
you. Are you I was going to ask, are you a golf fan? I think you've already answered that question.
Yeah, no. It's very odd. It's like a long way. It's a very small ball with a long stick. And then you can't kind of play it in the rain either, can you? Because you risk waving around a metal object when there's the thunder and lightning around.
Mm-hmm.
Not very clever.
So, Simo, you're not a golf fan?
And then also, you've got...
A civil yes or no would have been good.
Then, they have traps. You know, how many other games have traps that are designed to kind of stop you from playing the game?
I should say, by traps, you mean like lakes and bunkers and sand that you hit the ball. You don't mean like you're walking along and someone's dug a hole and covered it with leaves so you fall in and entrapped.
Like the ball, let's have to hit it into this impossibly small hole, right? And then let's put crap in the way to make it harder for you to do that.
All right, Simo, calm down.
And then
just take a breath.
And then the club. Do you know that the club is...
Big breath in, big breath out.
The club is not exactly straight, so it's actually off-centre. So when you try to hit the ball, it's more difficult as well. Yeah. So it's a very odd sport, which is why...
What do you say? They've made it the sport challenging, so you have to be good at it.
Sport.
Oh, soccer, you're not allowed to pick up the ball. You have to kick it into the goal. It'd be so much easier if you picked it up.
Look, it's a sport for retired Scottish people, but my parents and uncles and aunts play it, so whatever.
That's where this built-up rage has come from, the fact that your parents play it. Maybe. Well, Simo, I'm not a golf fan either, not going to lie.
Yep.
Probably maybe not to the extent as you. But even with my limited golfing knowledge,
right.
I know that hitting a sub-60 score is something that's more or less unheard of.
Yeah, and again, it's good to be in the negatives.
Mm. Okay, just stop ranting about golf. So more or less, you want to complete the course in the least amount of shots possible.
That's right.
And hitting and completing the course in less than 60 shots, I think it's only been done like 10 times or something in professional golfing history. The professional golfers have been able to do this. So only 10 times, so it's very rare. So when it happens, the golfing community get a little bit of buzz, a bit of excitement. It's happened again. It's happened again.
Nothing more raging than an excited golf community.
Jim Furyk is a famous golfer who you may know, who did it most recently, hit 58. So he was two shots under. However, Simo, with obviously no sport happening at the moment, or not much, I think some sports come back, people have started kind of looking back at kind of the history of sport and kind of reliving the old days.
Mm.
And a journalist has discovered that... there was one particular person that has done this hitting under 60.
Yeah.
That kind of, no one even, at the time, this was in the 70s this happened.
Right.
And no one even kind of clocked it. It hasn't got the attention that it deserved.
Was it the leader of North Korea at the time?
This person.
Put out a press release saying that he, hit 20 under or something.
This person, on their first attempt at holding golf clubs at the age of 52, didn't just get under 60. They completed the course in 34 shots.
Well done.
Completing of five holes in one.
Yeah, who was it?
Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, because he put out a press release saying that, he'd never held a golf club before and then, managed to absolutely smash the records.
Kim Jong-il, not the current North Korean guy. That's Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
The older one who died 10 years ago or whatever it was. Yeah, so apparently back in the 70s in... North Korea, in Pyongyang golf course, which is, I didn't even realize they had golf in North Korea, managed to hit a 34, which is the record.
Well,
and
yeah.
And it didn't get the attention it deserved. Now, some people on social media, some people, I think they're just jealous,
right,
have said that maybe this story's not entirely true.
Yeah, that's fair enough, I think.
Yeah, I happen to agree. I was going to go in and defend them, but then I'm like, I'm not sure I really want to defend the leader of North Korea in this, so I'm going to agree. I reckon this story is a little bit BS.
I think it's a disgrace that...
I mean, out of all the grabs to play...
...was false and fake and never happened, got released to the public.
You just have that.
News.
You just have that grab on file and ready to go.
Got it ready. I'm out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow. Jordan, you're taking over from now, taking everyone through the workday.
This is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.